Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus our Christ. Good God day to all of you. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we will rejoice on purpose and be glad in it, no matter what. Why? Because our Lord is good, and His mercy is new every morning. And it is from everlasting to everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. This is Minister Renee Ellis, also known as The Little One. And I would like to welcome everyone to today's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, live from HNLC Studios. I give all honor, all glory, all praise, and all worship to the head of my life and my everything, my Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. I give respect to my pastors, Apostle Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International Gospel Deliverance Center Church of Southfield, Michigan. And I also give respect to our sponsors and the founders of Harvest New Life Church International, Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas. I thank God for them allowing me to be a part of the HNLC Studios broadcasting team, all for the glory and honor of God. You can listen to my podcast called Food for Thought Daily on Apple Podcasts, Spreaker, Spotify, Breaker, Radio.com, iHeartRadio, and many other podcast platforms where we study the Word of God together. All you have to do is type in The Little One, Food for Thought, and the podcast should come up. We're just going to give you a chance to get your pens and paper and Bible, and we can come back with a word of prayer and get right into our study. Amen. I trust everyone has had an opportunity to get their Bibles and notebooks, pads and paper and pens and all of those things that we use to study the Word of God with. Truly, it is always a joy to bring forth the Word and have us all study together. Let us go before the throne of God with a word of prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blood running warm in our veins. Lord, we thank you for the little things. The little things. Yes, you do great big things, but Lord, we take the time to say thank you for the little things. We honor you. We bless you. We magnify you. We adore you. We thank you for this time and this moment and this opportunity that you have given us to be able to come into your presence and sit at your feet and glean and eat from your table the morsels that you will have us to glean and eat on today as we all study your word together, Father. Lord, we count it a privilege and an honor. And we come before you open and broken and humble. Lord, thank you for unifying us as your body in your word, in you, O God, as you have prayed and are still making intercession for us on the right hand of the Father. Father, we thank you for this time. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence being here. Lord, we ask that you move as only as you can on this broadcast by your Spirit. Move upon all those who are listening. Move upon them, O God, and answer the petitions of their hearts according to your perfect will. Lord, we ask that you hide us all behind your cross so that it is all of you and none of us. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you give me the words, put your words on my tongue and on my lips, that which you will have me to deliver unto your people on this day. And Lord, we glorify you and we magnify you and we thank you for your move. As you are moving and shifting and shaking and sifting and bringing about change as only as you can. But we say, thy kingdom come, O God, and thy will be done on this day, in and on the earth, as it is always done in heaven. And we thank you for this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our scripture text is coming from John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. And this will be part two of the message entitled, Jesus is the Dividing Line. Now, in our last study session, we left off in John 3, verses 16 through 21. And for all of our edification, we all should really study the Word of God and fellowship with Him and allow Him, the Holy Spirit, to reveal things to us even the more. Because even as we stated in the last broadcast, the things that God reveals to us individually are treasures. They are His treasures that He's given to us as His people. And we're going to be going over our scripture text. Let's go into John chapter 17, verses 20 through 23. And Jesus is praying here, and He says, neither for those alone do I pray. It is not for their sake only that I make this request, but also for all those who will ever come to believe in, trust in, cling to, and rely on me, Jesus says, through their word and teaching. Verse 21 reads, that they all may be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe and be convinced that you have sent me. Verse 22 reads, I have given to them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, you in me, in order that they may become one and perfectly united, that the world may know and definitely recognize that you sent me, and that not only did you send me, Jesus says, but that you have loved them even as you have loved me. Now let us go over into Matthew chapter 10. And let's look at verses 32 through 42. And Jesus, again, is talking here. And He says, beginning at verse 32, and I am reading from the Amplified Classic Edition. I would hope all of you would be following along in your translations. If you don't have the Amplified Classic Edition, I would encourage you to follow along in your translations. But Matthew chapter 2 through 42, and Jesus is talking here, and He says, therefore, everyone who acknowledges me, Jesus said, before men, and confesses me out of a state of oneness with me, I will also acknowledge him before my Father, who is in heaven, and confess that I am abiding in him. Let's read that again. Verse 32 in Matthew chapter 10, it says, therefore, everyone who acknowledges me before men and confesses me out of a state of oneness with me, I will also acknowledge him before my Father who is in heaven and confess that I am abiding in that individual, in him. Verse 33, but whoever denies and disowns me before men, I also will deny and disown him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think, Jesus said, that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to part asunder a man from his father, and a daughter from her mother, and a newly married wife from her mother-in-law, and a man's foes will be they of his own household. Verse 37, he says, he who loves and takes more pleasure in father or mother more than in me is not worthy of me. And he who loves and takes more pleasure in son or daughter more than in me, Jesus says, is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow me, cleave steadfastly to me, conforming wholly, wholly, to my example in living and, if need be, in dying also, is not worthy of me. Verse 39, it says, whoever finds his lower life will lose it, the higher life. And whoever loses his lower life on my account will find it, the higher life. Verse 40, he who receives and welcomes and accepts you receives and welcomes and accepts me. And he who receives and welcomes and accepts me receives and welcomes and accepts him who sent me. Verse 41, he who receives and welcomes and accepts a prophet because he is a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives and welcomes and accepts a righteous man because he is a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives to one of these little ones in rank or influence, even a cup of cold water because he is my disciple, surely, I declare to you, he shall not lose his reward. Now, as I was reading this, I had to say, ouch, because these are very strong words Jesus is speaking here. And in this reading of passage of scripture, he spoke to me and said, do not forget my mercy. I said, okay, Lord, you're right. And he gave me some questions for us. And he said, what is mercy? And then he said, what is the mercy of God? And then he asked, why does God make his mercy new every morning? In John 3, if we go there, verse 17, it says, for God did not send the Son into the world in order to judge, to reject, to condemn, to pass sentence on the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him. Through who? Through Jesus the Christ. In John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus says, it says, and Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except by or through me. Jesus is the door. He is the good shepherd. He is the way unto Abba the Father. He is the only one who made that statement. And we all can, I would encourage all of us to, in our private time, really study John chapter 17, John chapter 3, Matthew 10, because, and just allow the Holy Spirit to talk to you so that, because He brings us, the Holy Spirit brings us into all truth, into the Word of God. And Jesus is the truth. He is the Word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. And He said over in Matthew chapter 10, He says, "Do not think I have come to bring peace upon the earth." That is a very strong statement. He is the dividing line. And it is so important that we understand who He is to each of us individually. Because it is not about religion. It is about our relationship with Him. Because He wants to commune with us. He wants to talk to us. He wants to fellowship with us. He wants to share Himself with us. And He wants us to share ourselves with Him. This relationship between us and Jesus, Abba, the Holy Spirit, God, this relationship is a two-way relationship. Not only does He want to love on us and pray for us and take care of us and look after us, but He wants us to love on Him. Where is your heart? Because the scripture also says that where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So we thank God and we confess every day that our heart is His heart, and His heart is our heart, and His love is our love, and our love is His love, because that is the foundation of the Word of God, the love of God. And whom the Lord loves, He chastens. And sometimes very harshly, to the point where we have to say, "Ooh, ouch, Lord, that hurts. But I understand it's for my goodness. It's for my well-being. It is for my welfare." Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord." We will continue our study in part 3 of Jesus is the dividing line, because there are several scriptures that He wants me to give to you just to meditate on and to chew on and to ask Him about, because there is revelation in these things. And He wants to inform us. As we stated earlier, the questions for us to chew on: what is mercy? And what is the mercy of God? And why does God make His mercy new every morning to us? How important is His grace and His mercy to us? And how important is He to us? For those of you who want to make Jesus the Christ, the Lord of your life and Savior, just repeat this simple prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I ask for forgiveness of my sin. And I thank You, Lord, for forgiving me. I believe that You are the Son of the living God,
And I believe that you gave your life for me on Calvary for my redemption of sin. And I also believe that on the third day, you rose from the dead. And you are alive forevermore. And I thank you, Lord. I ask that you come into my heart and live and take up residence in me and show me and teach me your ways. Show me and teach me your ways by your precious Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you. Lord Jesus, I thank you for being my Savior and for saving me now. In Jesus' name, I pray. I thank you, Lord, that by faith, because of your grace, I am saved. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For those of you who prayed that prayer, congratulations. Welcome to the family of God. And even for those who came back home as the prodigal son, welcome back home. God bless all of you. We will continue to take some time to just study the Word of God and just chew and eat on the things that the Holy Spirit wants us to chew and eat and meditate on. For those of you who want to report praise reports or need prayer or anything like that, if you want to contact us, you can reach us via email at harvestnlc@gmail.com. That's Harvest, harvestnlc@gmail.com. And if you want to contact us by telephone, the telephone number is area code 214-897-9554. We welcome prayer requests and praise reports and all of those things so we can rejoice with those who do rejoice, especially if you have made Jesus the Lord of your life. Because if you have done that, then we all, as believers, can say with confidence, Psalm 18, verses 1 and 2. In the Amplified Classic Edition, it says, I love you fervently and devotedly, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my keen and firm strength, in whom I will trust and take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift and turn his countenance toward you and bring you his peace, his wholeness, his joy, his love, his gentleness, his patience, all of the things that he is, his essence. May he give you his essence always. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this time and this moment that we have been able to glean and eat from your table. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for the food that you have given us to chew on and meditate upon. Thank you for revealing even more to us, O God, of yourself, which we hold as our treasure. Lord, we thank you that our heart is your heart, and our ways are your ways. And our thoughts are your thoughts as you develop us and grow us into whom that you will have us to be according to your will and according to your purpose and according to what you say, all for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, it is always a joy and a pleasure to bring forth the word and study with you all, my brothers and sisters. God bless you all. You have a wonderful God-given day today, the rest of your day. And we will pick this up again on, I believe, next Thursday. We will pick this up again and study. So I bless you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. God be with you. The blood of Jesus cover you. You are victorious in everything you do because of Christ and what he did for us. Amen. God bless you.